但他那个声音啊非常的纯真清亮，那个嗓音如同天籁一样。
And he sang so beautifully that it was like music from heaven.
如同主的召唤，一下子就让我感动得热泪盈眶。
And it was like God was calling out to me, so I was moved to tears.
我当时就想，如果真的有这样一位天父爱儿子，那是多么令人温暖。
And I was thinking, if there really is a heavenly Father who loves us like he loves his own son, then how warm that would be.
到了现在我才知道，其实在主的国里，不分年龄的大小，不分种族，主都看护我们，爱我们。
And now I know that in the kingdom of God, there is no difference between age or race. God looks after everyone and loves everyone just the same.
正如歌词唱道，我虽软弱，主强壮。
Just like the lyrics of that song says, though I'm weak, he is strong. Oh, gosh, I forgot that song. God has always looked after us and supported us with his might and his strength.
我第二次被主的爱更强烈的感召和感动是在法国的巴黎圣母院。
And the second time I was touched by God's love was in Paris, the Notre Dame.
应该是十年前，我去那里旅行，之前并没有做特别的安排。
About 10 years ago, I went and traveled there, but I did not make special arrangement to go to the Notre Dame.
当我到了巴黎圣母院以后，恰好那里做礼拜，我非常幸运地看到并经历了整个礼拜的过程。
But when I was there, they happened to have a service at that time, so I saw the entire process.
当高大的管风琴和唱诗班的那个赞美诗唱响的时候，主似乎就站在我的面前。
And I felt like it's almost like God was standing right before me when the pipe organ sounded and the choir sang.
我的天父，他穿着白色的长袍，慈爱地注视着我。
And I had a vision that I saw God wearing a long white robe, and he was looking down to me with a loving gaze.
那天我在那里待了很久，点了祈祷的蜡烛，做了祷告和捐献。
And that day I stood there for a long time, and I also lighted a candle, and I prayed.
啊，这一切全然真诚的发自内心。
And everything came from the bottom of my heart.
回到广州，我就开始寻找基督教会。
When I returned to Guangzhou, I started to look for a church.
通过朋友的介绍，我独自去了一个家庭教会。
And my friend introduced me to go to a home church.
他们很热情地接待了我。
And they were all very passionate and welcoming.
但是由于他们急于让我去大学生中传福音。
And they actually wanted me to be part of their mission team to go preach the gospel to the college students.
那时候中国大陆正流行传销。
And at that time in China, 传销 direct sale was very popular.
使我对那个教会产生了抗拒的心理。
So I felt like what they're doing to the gospel is kind of similar to this kind of marketing strategy. So I felt not very comfortable with it.
后来就没有再联络他们了。
So I didn't continue to go to that church.
我的直觉是，他们不是真正的基督教。
So I felt like that was not authentic Christianity.
之后我就有自己做祷告。
Then I started to pray on my own.
想自学成才。
I wanted to learn this all on my own.
不过在读圣经的过程中间，还是有蛮多的困惑和挫折。
But when I was reading the Bible, I had so many questions and frustrations.
由于工作也很忙碌，就没有坚持下去。
And I also was busy with my job, so I did not continue.
在我来美国之前，应该是圣灵的启示。
And before I came to the U.S., I think the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
我感觉到这一次我一定能够接触到真正的基督教会。
I felt like I would be able to join a real church.
于是我做了祷告。
So I prayed to God.
我说，上帝啊，你把我和儿子带到你的国里去吧，带到我真正的兄弟姊妹中间去。
So I said, God, would you please bring me and guide me and my son to your kingdom and bring us to the real brothers and sisters in Christianity.
让我认识你，亲近你。
So we can know you better and draw close to you.
一切都是神的美意。
And I believe this is all God's grace.
我来到幽景，我们就住在 Ferry Street 十八街。
When I came to Eugene, we live in on Ferry Street, and the 18th Avenue.
就在教堂隔壁的那一条街。
It's just the next street to the church.
在我刚来不久的一个星期五的晚上。
And one Friday evening.
我们散步路过教会。
We were just taking a walk and we passed by the church.
我们在路上很好奇的向教会这边望着。
And we were just curious, so we were just looking this way.
想进去看看，但是又很犹豫的时候。
We wanted to go in, but we didn't know if whether or not if we should.
我们可爱的美丽的师母打开了门。
And our very cute and beautiful Irene opened the door.
隔着马路大声的跟我说。
And she was shouting out to us on the other side of the street.
她说你们进来吧，欢迎你们，这里很多中国人。
And she said, "Welcome. We welcome you. We have a lot of Chinese people here."
后来我们就参加教会的活动，查经，一步一步的了解圣经，也得到好多兄弟姊妹的帮助和关心。
And then me and my family started to come join the gatherings and the Bible studies, and we were able to understand the Bible more. And all the brothers and sisters were very passionate.
因为我自己所受的教育吧，一直是无神论的这样的一个教育。
And I grew up receiving the atheist education.
我的家庭也是无神论的家庭。
And my family were all atheists.
虽然我多次被神感动，但我仍然在神的门外徘徊。
Although I feel like God speaks to me in many different ways, but I was still wandering around outside the door of Kingdom of God.
今年五月份，我去了 Arizona， 在那里，牧师和我的朋友都跟我有非常愉快的相处和交谈。
This past May, I went to Arizona, and there I was able to have a very pleasant conversation with the pastors and my friends there.
我的一位朋友认为我总是犹犹豫豫这么多年，老是迈不进这个教会的门，他非常着急。
And my friend thinks that I have been wandering around and holding back and not being decisive for so many years, not making a decision. So she was very worried.
那就在我不是很明白的情况下，我就被他推了出去，懵懵懂懂的做了决志。
So before I knew what was going on, she pushed me to the front, the altar, and I made a decision.
当时是因为当众在很多人面前突然一下站起来，我压力很大。
And at that time, I stood up in front of everyone, and I had pressure. I didn't know what was going on.
我当时有点怪罪我的朋友。
And I kind of blamed my friend.
因为我认为，信仰是人生一个很重要的决定。
Because I think, conversion is such an important decision.
是一生的精神世界。
And it's your spiritual world.
是要去坚守，并且一生去追求的。
And you need to be firm, and you need to keep on pursuing.
我想要自己慢慢的想清楚，通过学习圣经，考虑好了才能做决定。
So I wanted to take the time and to think about it, to learn the Bible, and then after all the consideration, then I will make a decision.
所以那一天，当地的教友们真诚的为我祷告，给了我很多的感动，但是整个过程我并不愉快。
So that day, the brothers and sisters of that church prayed for me, and they were very真诚，忘记了。No, huh? Genuine? Okay, sure. They were very genuine, but although they were genuine, but still, I did not feel very pleasant.
我的形容词太多了。回到了游击以后，我的学习、研究和家庭生活都很忙，并且呢，也遇到一些困难。
After we come back to Eugene, I was busy with school and family obligations.
应该是神的感召吧。
And again, I think this was God's guidance.
林珍姐和陈永芬大哥经常关心我们，我们又重新开始查经，和教会的兄弟姊妹一起做活动。
林珍 and 永芬 would often care about us and ask whether or not we're doing good, and they would invite us. So we joined the Bible study again and joined the gatherings of the brothers and sisters.
儿子呢也一直坚持来教会。那兄弟姊妹再次给了我很多的支持和帮助。
My son also persisted in coming to church, and all the friends supported us.
我觉得还有一个很重要的一点。
And I think there's also another very important point.
我在牧师、师母、Steve 和他的太太，以及 Sarah 和 Edison 和其他教友身上，看到了只有神的儿女才特有的气质。
I saw a special kind of character and temperament in the children of God, in some of the brothers and sisters, including Pastor and Irene, Steve and Teresa and Sarah and Edison. I saw these special qualities.
他们因着神的荣耀与光辉，是那样的平和、安宁、喜乐和相爱。
Because of God's glory, they are they exhibit that sense of peace and joy and love in them.
在这个时候，我的观念开始转变。
Then I started to think differently.
我觉得尽管世界不完美，每一个基督徒也不一定尽善尽美。
I think that perhaps this world is not perfect and the Christians are not perfect.
但耶稣可以为我们献出他的生命。
But Jesus did offer his life to us.
用他的宝血替我们洗清罪恶。
And washed our sins away with his precious blood.
我们又为什么不能学会宽容和原谅呢？
Then that's all the more reason for us to learn to forgive.
十月份经过慎重的考虑，我和儿子决定受洗。
So in October, after careful consideration, me and my son decided to be baptized.
在十一月三十号这个感恩的季节，正式成为一名基督徒。
And on November 30th, we became a Christian, became Christians.
在刚刚来到神的国里，我知道以后的路还很漫长。
We have just joined this family of God, and I know that future we still have a long road ahead of us.
但是我的未来不再迷茫和困顿。
But I will no longer be lost and confused.
因为今日之我与昨日之我已完全不同。
Because the me today is totally different from the me yesterday.
有神的保守和赐福，我们有信念、希望和爱。
Under God's guidance and blessing, we have the conviction, hope, and love.
在通向永生的路途之中，顺境当感恩主、感恩天父所给予我们的一切。
As we walk this road to eternity, we will thank God when He blesses us and thank Him for everything He gives us.
逆境也应当相信主，相信天父暗含的祝福。
And even though we will encounter a lot of difficulties, but we will still believe that they are all God's blessing in disguise.
凡事尽力，凡事相信，凡事忍耐。
And we will do our best and to put our faith in everything and bear the tribulations.
相信在神的爱里，一切都是最好的安排。
And we believe that God has His best plan for us in His love.
啊，我的见证完毕，谢谢大家。
Thank you very much for listening.
Two words stood out in my mind.
我听他的见证的时候，我听到两个字特别的强调，特别有感觉。
平安。
哦，两个词就是
喜乐
and joy.
Yeah, peace and joy. And our special speaker comes from an area of the world where most people think there is no peace and no joy.
我们今天特别的讲员呢，他来自一个特别的地方，大部分人都觉得那个地方没有平安，也没有喜乐。
And it's a place called the Ukraine.
就是乌克兰。
She lives there.
他住在那里。
Voluntarily.
是自愿住在那里。
So she's my dear sister in Christ.
她是我非常好的主内姐妹。
And Tammy Swales.
就是Tammy Swales姐妹。
Actually, I think Tammy, you were born in the Midwest, Iowa.
Tammy 是在 Iowa 州生的。
So you know, she came a long ways from Iowa to Ukraine, now to Eugene, Oregon.
所以她从 Iowa 去了乌克兰，然后现在又来到尤金。
And so it's with great pleasure, and I'll let her tell you a little bit more about herself. And also, she has some material on the outside on the table that you're welcome to look at and take some with you.
她有一些这个有关她的介绍，还有她的事工，在外面的桌子你们可以自己拿，为她祷告。
So we'll give our time to Sister Tammy.
现在我们就欢迎 Tammy 姐妹。
I am so happy to be here with you this morning.
我实在是非常高兴今天早上可以来到这里。
I greet you from the church in Ukraine.
我从乌克兰教会带来弟兄姐妹的问候。
I greet you also from Nick and Leona Venditti, the in-state directors.
还有 in-state 的校长就是 Nick 跟 Leona 他们两个人也问候大家。
They talked to me yesterday and said, "Oh, you get to be in Eugene at Pastor Ricky's church. We're so jealous."
他们昨天跟我讲话的时候，他们说啊，你到尤金区要到潘牧师的教会讲道，我们真是太嫉妒、太羡慕了。
I work with InStay, the program InStay.
我是负责这个 InStay 的在乌克兰的部分。
Raise your hand if you know about InStay.
谁知道 InStay 是什么东西？我看看。
Okay, InStay is a Bible school that is housed in the church.
Insay 是一个圣经学校，但是他们没有一个硬体的建筑物在某处，他们是在每一个教会使用不同使用这些课程的教材。
You don't have to go away to a school.
你不需要搬家去念那个学校。
We actually don't own a school building.
我们也没有一个学校的校址。
But rather, we bring the school to you.
但是呢，我们让弟兄姐妹就是可以在他们所在的地方学习。
It requires a couple of things of you.
当然也是需要有一点贡献的。
You have to be disciplined and study 1 hour a day every day.
就是呢，如果要加入这个圣经学校课程呢，你必须要非常有纪律，每天都要研究这个课程一个小时。
We read our Bible.
我们就读圣经。
We pray.
然后祷告。
We're followers of Jesus, right?
我们就是基督徒了，是不是呢？
And then we gather together with a small group.
然后我们到教会来跟弟兄姐妹聚会。
One time a week.
一个礼拜一次。
And we have discussion.
然后我们讨论。
And we discuss what we learned from God's word and what it means to our lives.
我们讨论从圣经里面学的话对我们的生活有什么意义。
You see, Instay believes, we at Instay believe that the Christian life isn't a spectator sport.
我们在这个 Instay 圣经学校相信呢，作为基督徒不是坐在那边看球赛就好了。
Americans love to watch their football.
美国人喜欢看橄榄球赛。
And the Ducks are here, and you know.
我们这边有很好的球队。
And you all are very active followers. Maybe some of you are active followers of the Ducks.
你们可能有些人都是Ducks 的球迷。
But none of you play on the field, do you?
但是你们没有去打球，对不对？你们不是大这个球队的一部分。
The Christian life isn't like a spectator sport where we watch TV and we say, "Oh, that's how I'm a Christian."
作为这个基督徒呢，并不是作为好像一个大的球迷一样，只要坐在那边看球赛就好了。
We have to be active in our Christian life.
我们在基督徒的生命里面必须主动积极。
We must know.What God wants of us, and then do it.
我们必须知道神对我们的旨意是什么，然后确实去实行出来。
And I work with Instay, in Europe.
我是在欧洲的地方推行 Instay 圣经学校。
So in Europe, we have Instay in Spanish and French, Romanian, Hungarian, Ukrainian, and Russian. Sorry.
我们在 Instay 在欧洲的 Instay 是使用欧洲的各种语言。
Spanish.
西班牙文
French
法文
Romanian
罗马尼亚文
Hungarian
匈牙利文
Russian and Ukrainian
还有俄文跟乌克兰
And so we have many students there
我们在那边有很多的学生
We have many students around the world
我们世界各地都有很多的学生
Instay works in 30 different countries
这个 Instay 圣经学校在三十个不同的国家都有课程。
15 different languages.
使用十五种不同的语言。
More than 10,000 students studying around the world today.
全世界各地现在大概有一万个学生。
It's my passion to make disciples.
我的人生的目标，我就是想要为主做门徒。
I'm not that kind of missionary who will go and make a church.
我不是一个职堂的宣教士。
But we go to churches.And help pastors to grow their church by making disciples and training leaders.
我们是到这个教会去，然后在那边跟那个牧师同工，在那边建造门徒，然后帮助他们建造教会。
But now I'm back for about 6 months.
我现在回到美国大概六个月的时间。
And I'm traveling in churches in Washington and Oregon.
我就在华盛顿州跟俄勒冈州这些教会访谈。
Today.Is my last service before I head back to Iowa.
今天我就是在尤金，就是最后一个主日之后，我就回 Iowa.
And then I will go to Texas to be with family for Christmas.
然后我会到德州去跟我的家人一起过圣诞节。
And then December 28th, I will go back to Ukraine.
然后十二月二十八号，我就会回到乌克兰。
Now, the last year, Ukraine has been in the news more than usual.
过去一年，乌克兰的事情常常在新闻上面。
Have you heard about Ukraine in the news?
大家有没有在新闻上面看到乌克兰的事情
Yeah. And it's hard to understand what's happening there.
实在是很难理解到底发生什么事。
It's hard to understand when you're there. It's even more difficult being here.
连在那里的人都很难了解发生什么事情，更别说在这里的人了。
But living there, I have to tell you that living in this revolution and this war, it has changed me.
但是我必须要说的就是住在一个这样子有革命跟有战争的国家里面已经改变了我
It's not just news on the television
对我来讲战争不是电视上的新闻
It's very personal
是非常切身的。
I live with a Ukrainian family.
我跟一个乌克兰的家一家人住在一起。
I'm a single woman, and they invited me into their home to live, and I've been there for 14 years in their family.
我是一个单身的人，但是他们就邀请我住在他们家里，跟他们家人在一起。我已经住在那边14年了。
Now I'm an American, but after 14 years living in Ukraine, I've come to identify with Ukrainians. I love the Ukrainians. I love the country.
虽然我是美国人，但是我在乌克兰住了14年之后，我也能够认同乌克兰人。我甚至觉得说我非常爱这个国家。
And this revolution has impacted my life.
那这个革命呢，也是非常深的影响了我的生命。
Because you see, the revolution, it's a political thing. The war, it's a political event.
因为这个革命是一个政治 的事情
But it's more than that.
但是却不只是一个政治的事件
So I'm going to talk about, not, I'm not going to talk politics with you today.
今天我不是要来讲政治的
But I'm going to tell you about a political situation.
但是我要先讲一个政治的事件
And I want you to see, I don't want you to think about politics. I want you to think about how these principles impact our lives here.
从这些政治事件里面呢，我希望大家能够想一想，当中我们可以得到什么样的原则，可以应用在我们的生活当中。
Because I believe these principles have taught me and can teach you to be a more committed and authentic disciple of Christ.
因为我相信这些原则可以帮助你我成为更好的主的门徒。
I also want to tell you about the situation because I want you to pray for Ukraine.
我也想要请大家一起为乌克兰祷告。
I have prayer cards.
我这边有一些代祷卡。
And I want you to take them and to put them on your refrigerator or wherever it is that you will remember to pray for Ukraine.
所以麻烦大家拿一张可以贴在你的冰箱上，然后记得为乌克兰祷告。
There's a scripture in James 5:13.
在雅各书五章十三节。
And it says, "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray." Just the first part of that scripture.
他说你们有任何
5:13.
说你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
Are any of you suffering hardships?
你们中间有没有受苦的呢
？So I could ask you, are any of you suffering hardships?
现在就问大家，有没有当中我们正在受苦的人呢
？And someone raises your hand.
可能有人会举手。
And I say you should pray.
那我就说你就该祷告。
Oh, but I think human nature is that if we are suffering hardships, we are already praying, aren't we?
但是呢，通常是这样子，我们已经祷告过了，但是还是在受苦。
But this scripture, I believe, says, "Are any of you suffering hardship? You, like you, we should pray."
然后我觉得这一节的意思是说呢，如果当中一位弟兄姐妹在受苦的话，所有人都应该一起祷告。
So I want to tell you about some of the hardship in Ukraine.
所以我想要跟大家分享在乌克兰发生的一些受苦的事。
And I want to motivate you to pray.
然后我希望鼓励大家祷告。
I go to a very small church in Ukraine in the village.
我在乌克兰是在一个村庄里面一个很小的教会。
We're only about 45 people.
我们大概只有45个人。
But our smallness does not mean that we don't pray around the world.
但是虽然我们很小，我们却为全世界的人祷告。
We are one body.
因为我们是
We serve one Lord.
我们是服侍同一位神。
And we should pray for one for another.
所以我们也应该要彼此代祷。
So, first, I want to show a short video that I made last year in January explaining the situation in Ukraine.
我要放一个小小的短片，这是我去年一月做的，就是解释乌克兰的情况。
Today in Kyiv and throughout Ukraine, the Ukrainian people are standing up for change.They no longer want to live under corruption. They want to live differently. It takes guts to take a stand against the ways of the world. It takes determination to stand and not run when in a face-off with evil. It takes each person believing in the mission, understanding his position, and people, ordinary people, working together to accomplish something much greater than themselves.The Ukrainians' battle has some parallels with our own Christian life. We too must take a stand and determine to live differently. in-state in Eastern Europe is helping the church to make a stand in these difficult days. We assist churches in training up disciples and leaders to engage in the battle for our faith that is fought every day. In-state is helping Christians, ordinary people, saved by the shed blood of Christ, to take a stand for change. Thank you for your prayer and support.
So as I speak this morning, I want to also show you some of the faces and places that I call home now. So the video will go behind us as I speak.
所以今天我一边讲的时候，也希望你们能够真正的了解我在那边是做什么样的工作，跟什么样的人接触。所以一边讲就放这个照片在后面。
So please look at my friends, my family, my home, and listen so that you can relate better to what I'm speaking about.
所以请你们一边听我讲，一边看这些我的在那边的朋友、家人，然后可以为我们祷告。
So you can play that anytime you're ready. It started back, this revolution started back in Kiev last year in November.
这个革命是去年11月在Kiev这个地方开始的。
There were students who said, we want a change in our country.
有些学生开始说觉得我们的国家必须要改变。
The president of Ukraine had an opportunity to sign a trade agreement with the West, and they said, we want you to do that.
这个乌克兰的总统呢，他有一个机会可以跟西方国家签订这个贸易的协议，然后这个学生团体就在鼓吹，就是说要签这个协议。You
see, Ukraine has trade agreements with Russia, but they're very corrupt.
他们其实乌克兰是跟这个俄国有贸易协议，但是他们是很腐败的。Our
connections and our history with Russia is just one of corruption, and the students said, we don't want to live like that anymore.
乌克兰跟俄国的历史还有他们的交流一直都是非常腐败，所以这些学生就说我们再也不接受了。And
see, they had a conviction. They said, we want to live differently.
所以他们就说我们一定要改变这个社会。But
that conviction was tested December 11th at 1 o'clock in the morning when 700 riot police came marching into the street.
但是呢，他们在那里示威的时候就是12月11号。 凌晨1点的时候，有700个政报警察来了。
You see, there was about 300 of these people gathered, standing for a change.
大概有300个人聚集在一起，他们是非常和平的示威。
But there were 700 riot police coming in, saying, "Leave the square, or we will clear you."
但是呢，来了700个政报警察，说你们现在就走，否则呢，我们就强制用武力的。
And you see, they had two choices that night, to stand or to run.
所以呢，他们那个晚上，他们有两个选择，一个就是坚守在那里，另外一个就是跑了。One
of the lessons that I learned that night as I was watching this on my computer was that it takes courage to stand.
那天晚上我学到了一个功课，就是当你要坚守你的立场的时候，需要很大的勇气。You
and I as believers say we want to live as Jesus did.
我们作为基督徒，我们都要说，我们要按照耶稣基督的方式来生活。First John
2:6 says, "If we claim to live in Christ, we must walk as Jesus did."
约翰一书2:6，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
And it's very easy to hold these convictions while we're here with a group of people who love Jesus. When we're all together,
当我们跟弟兄姐妹都在一起的时候，我们都聚在一起，有这个，那大家都是一样的时候，坚持这个信念是很容易的。But
when we go out into the world, our convictions will be tested.
我们出去到这个世界里面的时候，我们的信念就会受到挑战。The
enemy of our soul will come in the darkness of the night and tempt us and test us.
我们的仇敌，他们就会在晚上的时候来到我们的心里面，诱惑我们。He
will try to make us run.
他会试着要让我们逃跑。Our
convictions will be tested, and it takes guts, it takes courage to stand.
我们的信念就会受到挑战，而且我们必须要有勇气才能够坚守。So
the revolution started with just 30 students.
所以这个革命一开始是30个学生。And
the president, he didn't sign that trade agreement.
那个总统他后来并没有签这个贸易的协议。And
the students, they didn't say, "Ah, well, there's nothing we can do."
学生呢，并没有就这样放弃说，哦，好吧，没有签就算了。
they rather it grew, the movement grew.
但这个运动呢就越来越膨胀。
And they said, we want a different country. We want to live differently.
所以他们就说我们的国家一定要改变，我们不想再这样子。
And something I learned there was that no one can make you come and like,have a certain conviction. You can't be forced into that conviction. You decide yourself. But there's great strength in community.
但是我在那边学到一件事情，就是我们的信念跟我们的坚持呢是不能够强加的，没有任何人可以强迫你要去有什么样的信念，这都是我们自己决定的。
There was a movement of just 30 students that grew to over 10,000, 100,000, and even a million people.
本来是30个人，但是后来就增长成为一万人，甚至到了100万人。
They would gather in the square, and something that I understood there was that there's great strength.In community.
他们在那些广场聚集，然后我就发现呢，当一群人团结的时候，那真的就是很大的力量。
Our battle for spiritual freedom is difficult.
我们要争取我们属灵的自由，这是非常的困难。
But when we come together like this,
但是当我们一群人聚在一起的时候
we have hope and encouragement because we're together.
我们就有希望，有盼望，因为我们聚在一起。
Something else that I've learned watching this revolution is that.We need to be people who will take risks and get involved in other people's lives.
从这个革命我当中，我学到另外一件事情，就是我们必须要愿意冒险。
Now there's a Polish proverb that I'm going to say, and she's going to say something in Chinese, completely different. Well, it's the same idea, but in the Polish proverb, it says, "Not my circus, not my monkeys."
波兰话呢有一个谚语，但中文的意思就是。个人自扫门前雪，莫管他人瓦上霜。
I like that proverb because I don't actually like the drama of other people's lives.
我觉得这个话讲得很有道理，因为呢，其实我真的不喜欢别人的麻烦，我不想去管。
Other people's drama makes me tired.
我觉得别人的这些麻烦事真是让我觉得很累。
And sometimes I would like to be like, look at their life and say, you know what?I'm not even, it's not my circus, not my monkeys. I'm not going to be involved with them.
有时候呢，我看到别人这些麻烦事，我就想说，我还是自己管自己就好了，我不想去管他们。
Have you ever thought that way?
你有没有这样想过呢？
No. Oh, one man in the back thought that way. Oh, there's some people. Okay. So we think that way, but I got to tell you, that's not Christian. That's not a Christian principle.
但是我告诉你，这个自扫门前雪这个概念呢，这个完全是不符合基督教精神。
We must be people who connect with other people.
我们必须要去影响，还有连跟别人的生命产生连结。
Let me tell you a story from the revolution.
我跟你们讲一个有关这个革命的故事。
In February, there was fighting on the square.
在二月的时候，那个广场上面已经开始有些冲突。
And on one side were the protesters.
一边就是一些示威者。
They're protesting against the corruption in the government.
他们反抗的就是政府的这些腐败。
And then there were the riot police over here defending the government.
然后一边就是政报警察，他们当然就是维护政府的。
And these guys had like Molotov cocktails and helmets and rocks.
他们the protesters?
Yes.
他们有 what cocktails?
Molotov cocktails. It's like little...It's firebombs.
Oh, okay. 好、yeah. 所以就是一些鞭炮之类的火药的东西。还有还有这个、
mm-hmm. Hats.
石头还有
And rocks.
帽子。
The other side had their full riot gear and guns.
那政报警察当然就是有他们全副武装啦还有枪。
And it was a battle. They were fighting.
他们那个时候真的就是在那边是一个战争。
But then all of a sudden, there were four priests who stood in the middle between the two.
但是呢，突然中间来了四位牧者
priests and pastors, holy men who stood there and said they had this big tall cross and they stood in the middle between the two sides.
他们四个圣职人员举了一个十字架，然后来站在这两边中间。
Look at this picture here.
你看这一张照片。
They stood there even though there were guns and there was fighting.
那边虽然是有枪，而且随时战争就一触即发，但是他们还是站立屹立不摇。
And both sides stopped the fighting.
然后呢，他们站出去的时候，两边都停止了他们的战争。
There was no more fighting.
战争就停止了。
Why was that?
为什么呢？
They could have been people who said, you know what, we're going to go to our churches and pray for you.
他们当然可以简单的说就是说、哦、我们到教会里面去为你们这个情况祷告。
And praying in the church is good.
当然在教会里面祷告很好。
But sometimes we must get involved in the middle of ugliness.
但是有时候我们必须要参与到别人的这个乱七八糟事情当中。
And I think the cross has to be high. It has to, we can't do it in our own strength.But we have to have spiritual authority and say, stop the nonsense.
但是我们没有办法靠着自己的能力去做到，我们必须要这个从属灵的、从天来的这个权柄，然后去说停止这一切荒谬的事情。
And a little bit later, there were snipers sent in by the government to kill people.
然后后来呢，政府派出了狙击手在那边。
And I got to tell you, all hell broke loose on that day.
那一天真是很大的混乱。
It was like 2 days of horrific fighting, just horrific fighting. Many people died that day in Kiev.
整整两天有非常可怕的战争，非常严重的冲突，然后很多人死了。
But the people of God did not run.
但是属神的人并没有就这样逃跑。
They were there pulling those who were wounded into safe places.
他们在那边帮忙把这个受伤的人带到安全的地方去。
They were there with those that were dying, leading them to God in their last minutes.
他们在那边陪那些重伤快要死的人，在他们临终前，陪他们一起做决志祷告，接受神。
And back in December, when those 700 riot police came marching into the square, these people did not run away.
十二月的时候，我刚刚说有七百个政报警察来到这个广场的时候，这些圣职人员并没有逃跑。
Now imagine the situation.
你想象一下这个情况。
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
现在是凌晨一点。
The riot police are saying to get out, or they will come and take care of you.
这些政报警察来说，你们现在就走，否则我们武力驱逐。
They will clear you.
他们会用武力的方式
强迫驱逐。And that always means blood in Eastern Europe.
在东欧呢，说武力驱逐的意思不是喷水柱，一定会流血的。
And they were fighting like a rugby football, like they were fighting like this. They were not fighting with guns yet.
所以那个时候呢，他们还只是在用这种推挤的方式，还没有用枪。
And people were pouring in from the city, coming to fight for the city.
然后那个城市里面很多人都来支持这些示威的人。
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning then.
后来到了三点，凌晨三点。
And I was watching on my computer.This battle in Kiev.
我在电脑上面看这个现场的直播。
And all of a sudden, we hear the bells from the cathedral ringing, calling the people from the city to come and save the city, to fight for the city.
然后突然呢，我们听到教堂的钟声，但这个钟声呢，呼召的是人，这个城市的人民站出来拯救这个城市。
They were calling the people to come and fight, and those bells had not rung.For 800 years.
然后他们呼召人们出来的这些铃声呢，已经800年没有响过了。
The last time those bells rang to call the people to come save the city was when the Mongols were invading the city.
上一次他们摇这个铃来呼召大家出来拯救这个城市的时候，就是蒙古人出来来这个攻击这个地方的时候。
These men of God, these people of God, the people of God were people like the men of Issachar who knew the times and they knew what to do.
这些属神的人，他们知道这个时刻他们需要做什么事情。
How do we know what to do?
我们怎么知道需要做什么事情呢？
When you're in a battle, you see, it's not the time to just like.Fast and pray for 3 days and then get wisdom from God. We have to know what God wants us to do.
我们等到战争的时候才来进食祷告求神告诉我们怎么做那就来不及了我们现在就必须知道
Because you see, what I learned was that war is not the time to prepare for war.
因为那个时候我才学习到战争的时候并不是学习怎么战争的时候
Of course, that makes sense, doesn't it?
当然是这样啊，对不对？一定要事先学习。
You see, in the battle in the square in Kiev, the president left the country.
在那天，在那个广场里面发生冲突的时候，那个总统已经走了，已经离开国家。
And we thought we had won.
然后呢，我们就以为我们赢了。
He left, and we thought, oh, the bad guy is gone.
所以大家就以为啊，这个坏人他走了。
Now we can have a new government.
现在我们可以有新的政府。
And corruption will be gone from our country.
然后我们就可以把这个腐败可以扫除干净。
But sometimes you get rid of a strong man, but an even stronger man comes in, doesn't he?
但有时候呢，你除掉了一个坏的，竟然来了一个更坏的。
Because you see, we must be ready for battle.
因为呢，我们一定要准备好征战。
The military wasn't ready for battle.
那个时候，国家的那个军队呢，并没有准备好要打仗。
The president left, and then 3 days later, the Russians came into the country.
总统才一走呢，三天后，俄国人就来了。
They came in with masks and guns.
俄国的军队戴着面具，拿着枪。
They came in when the people were vulnerable.
他们在人民最软弱无助的时候来。
And they said, "We're one of you."
然后他们说，哦，我们跟你们是一起的。
We called our in-state students and said, "What's going on?"
我们那时候打电话给我们 in-state 圣经学院的学生，问说这是怎么一回事。
They said, "We don't know. We're afraid."
他们说我们也不知道，我们很害怕。
They say they're one of us, but we don't know them.
他们说他们是站在我们这一边的，但我们并不认识他们。
The thing that I learned from that is that the devil doesn't play fair.
我从那一件事情学习到的事情就是。魔鬼可不会用公平的方式跟你
The devil doesn't come in with a big billboard in our life and saying, "Follow me here, and you will regret this all of your life."
魔鬼来讲他的计谋的时候，他不会说，哦，你就照我的方式走吧，将来你一定会后悔的。
But rather, he comes in and he lies to us.
他来的时候他是说谎话。
But see, John 8:44 says the devil is the father of all lies.
那在约翰福音八章四节的时候，不就是说魔鬼是谎言之父吗？
The enemy will lie to you.
仇敌一定会向你说谎。
He will come in not showing his true colors, not showing his face.
他不会告诉你他心里面窝藏什么祸心的。
He will try to trick your mind and your heart.
他甚至会试着玩弄你的思想。
He wants to control our strategic places.
他也想要占据这个最有利的在我们心里的位置。
And we cannot wait until temptation to prepare.
我们不能够等到受到这样子的诱惑的时候才来准备抵挡这样的诱惑。
The Ukrainian military, they didn't know where the tanks were. They didn't know where the ammunition was.
这些乌克兰的军队，他们不知道他们的坦克在哪里，不知道他们的火药在哪里。
The army men were untrained.
他们根本就没有受很好的训练。
This resulted in many people dying.
所以很多人死了。
You and I have an enemy, not with a big machine gun, but the enemy of our soul.
我们的仇敌并不是拿着机关枪的，而是我们心灵的仇敌。
And he comes to attack us when we're not ready.
他们在我们没有准备好的时候来攻击我们的灵魂。
We have to be prepared for our attacks, the attacks.
所以我们必须要先准备好。
The church cannot be unequipped.
教会的人不能够没有受训练，像军队一样。
In-state can help.
那么这个 In-state 圣经学院就是其中一个训练的工具。
It can make your spirit fit.
它可以让你的心灵强壮。
It's like training for your soul.
好像就是你的灵魂的健身一样。
It can prepare you so that we can stand when the enemy comes into our lives.
它可以让你的心灵强壮，这样仇敌真的来的时候，你的心灵就可以坚守。
One of the reasons that we existed in state is to help those who want to live not like we've always lived.But we want to live differently.
我们有这个圣经课程呢，就是让那些有些人他们会觉得说，我不想要再像过去一样活着，我想要有个不一样的生命。
Right now we have many students in in-state in Ukraine who are in the danger zone.
现在我们有很多的学生在乌克兰，他们就是在这个危险的区域里面。
Some of our students have been 4 months without any electricity.
有些学生他们在那边已经断电四个月了。
They have missiles flying over their heads and into their neighbors' homes.
他们头上有飞弹这边飞，然后就打到他们的邻居家里面。
The churches cannot meet like we're meeting here now.
教会根本不可能像我们这样子的聚集。
They are in war. They are in danger.
他们正在战争当中，非常的危险。
But they know how to stand.
但是他们知道怎么样站立。
Where I live in Ukraine, we are safe.
我住的地方在乌克兰，我们那边是安全的。
But something that I've learned about the enemy is that the enemy in our life is never satisfied.
但是我发现了仇敌他是不会得到一点点就满足的。
You see, we compromise a little and it becomes much.
我们如果只要退一点点往后退，他就得寸进尺。
That's why Ephesians 4 says, don't give the devil a place in your life.
所以以弗所书第四章说不可给魔鬼留地步。
We must stand.
我们一定要站立。
It takes courage.
这是需要勇气的。
But we must stand.
但是我们一定要站立。
The Ukrainians are right now fighting a physical war.
乌克兰人现在是真正的就是
But it is
有形的战争。
But it is more than a physical war. It is a spiritual battle also.
但是这同时也是一个属灵的战争。
See this picture here with the priest.
你们看现在这张照片。
I'm looking for people who will be this kind of people who will stand in prayer for the Ukrainian nation.
我希望我们当中有人可以是像他们一样为乌克兰的人民祷告。
James 5:13 says, "Are any among you suffering?"
雅各书五章十三节说，你们当中有受苦的人吗？
Ukrainians, there is suffering there in Ukraine.
乌克兰现在就是在受苦。
We should pray.
我们要为他们祷告。
One picture. Put the winter picture up there.
然后我还要再给你们看一张照片。
Winter has already come to Ukraine.
现在已经是乌克兰的严冬了。
We need gas.For heating our homes.
他们都需要煤气。
And
天然气。
The gas has been shut off.
但是现在已经都已经
切掉了。We have a deficit of gas available.
因为我们的这个天然气是不够的，储存量不够。
We need the gas to be enough.
我们需要神赐给我们。足够的天然气。
So when the heat comes on in your home, remember the Ukrainians and pray for them.
所以当你家里面的暖气在那边打，你听到的时候，请你为乌克兰人祷告。
This is who I'm looking for.
这就是我希望看到的人。
People like this who will hold the cross of Christ high in their lives.
就是在弟兄姐妹愿意在我们的生命当中高举耶稣基督的十字架
and pray and say God help the Ukrainians
然后祷告说神求你帮助乌克兰的人民
and then also say God help us
然后我们也要说神求你帮助我们
help us so that we can stand
帮助我们能够站立
help us so that we will not compromise our convictions
帮助我们有这样子的信念我们不会轻易的放弃
God help us
求神帮助我们
all Yes. Okay. Pastor.
So, Yijang, Pastor Brian, can you come up? Okay. Oops, sorry.
Okay. Now, do you want that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to pray. 我们Yeah, 我们听过Tammy姐妹分享之后 and after we heard Tammy sharing 我相信只有一件事情现在我们应该也可以做的就是为她祷告 So there's one thing that we should and can do now and is to pray for her 这样好不好我们都一同起立 We all standAnd 我们可以you know, Tammy 说为这个他们在乌克兰的冬天他们需要这个这个瓦器和其他的需要为他们的需要祷告为乌克兰的人民祷告也为 Tammy 要回到这个国家的平安路上祷告 Okay, so we'll pray for the provisions that the Ukrainians need for the winterPray for the situation over there and pray for Tammy's safe journey back to her homeland. Right? Okay, 我们可以同声的为她祷告一起来 okay? 然后到最后
When I first met her, she was a missionary in Japan.
当我首先遇到她的时候她是在日本的一个宣教士
She spent, I think, 6 years there.
他在那边有6年的时间。
She speaks Japanese well.
她讲很流利的粤语。
Plus three other languages.
还有另外三种语言。
She is in a very volatile situation.
她是在一个非常危险的一个环境里面。
So we need to pray for her protection.
所以我们要为她的安全祷告。
And that God will give her wisdom.
神给她智慧。
And also pray for these needs that she has presented to us.
所以也为她所提到的，所以这需要祷告，好不好？好，我们一同来祷告，然后最后请Dr. Brian做结束祷告，为台内祷告，好吧
？OK，Let us pray.
Yeah, 天父，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we are thankful that we can pray for Tammy. We are thankful that you have called her and she has been faithful to your call. And now, Lord, we ask for protection for her. We pray, Lord, that there will be angels assigned to protect her and keep her from evil. We pray, Lord, also for Ukraine. Lord, the people that are there, people that are suffering, people that have tremendous needs for the fuel, for the necessities of life that they need. Lord, you are a God of provision. You are a God of supply. You said you would supply all of our needs. And so, Lord, we just reach out with our hearts to that nation. And we pray, Lord, that there would be a moving of your Spirit that would be beyond, that would be beyond human thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That, Lord, that you would raise up a spirit of righteousness among the believers that would be steadfast and sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, that your presence and that your angels would be there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that there would be miracles that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That every need of the people will be supplied. Because, Lord, you said, I will supply all your needs according to your riches and glory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, Lord, I pray that these people will not lose hope.